Gene Therapy. Listen to a recording about a new anti-aging technique. First, you will have 1 minute to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D, for questions 1 to 6. Only one answer is correct. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 1 minute to check your answers.
The key to producing young-looking skin has been found by genetic scientists in California. Well, young-looking skin in mice, anyway. But there are hopes that it could be applied to humans. Our science correspondent, James Randerson, told me how it works.
Well, I must say, John, that you're looking very in fine fettle this morning and don't need any of this, but it's researchers from Stanford University who have fiddled with the genes in mice, or one gene in particular, in fact, to essentially reverse the ageing process in the skin. It's quite remarkable. And this gene is significant because it controls the activity of lots of other genes. So it's kind of, you know, the volume control on a whole suite of genes which are involved in the ageing process in skin.
And can this process work in people?
Well, at the moment, that's a moot point. They haven't done the experiments in people, but we do know that the human version of this gene is on a region of our chromosomes, which has already, in several studies, been linked to aging. So, the evidence looks like the gene is doing something very similar in people. But there is a very important caveat to this, which is the reversal of aging that they've shown in these mice took about 2 weeks to do. I mean, it's remarkable it could be so quick, really. But in humans, they say it would probably be a bad idea to sort of use this as a kind of fountain of youth effect, if you like, and try and, you know, completely reverse the aging in a person. Because this gene controls so many other genes involving, the immune systems and cancers and things like that, you probably don't want to be messing around with it too much for long periods of time, because you could have all sorts of unforeseen consequences. So in humans, they're at the moment thinking of targeting things like wound healing rather than sort of aging per se.
What does this discovery tell us about the aging process and what it...
Well, this is an interesting point, really, because, I mean, to the layman, aging seems like a kind of accumulation of life's knocks, you know, wear and tear happening to the skin, resulting in wrinkles and generally less supple-looking skin. But actually, it's not like that at all. It's a kind of active process whereby genetic changes that change your skin. And previous experiments have shown that this is the case, that you can do things to rejuvenate skin. And it's really kind of reversing this genetic process, and that's what they've done.
There's a huge amount of money, of course, to be made out of anti-aging processes. Are the cosmetics industry, for instance, rubbing their hands with glee today?
Well, I'm sure they are. I mean, it is going to be some while before any of this finds its way into humans. I mean, typically people talk about, once you start doing human trials, it taking, maybe 5 years to get to a product. So, we're not even at that stage yet. So you know, we shouldn't get too excited. Interestingly, though, yesterday I rang up various kind of associations of cosmetic doctors and things like that. Now, potentially, they would be the ones to lose out to all this. And strangely, their press officers found it very hard to get anyone to talk about it.
So if this was applied to people, how would it be actually be applied, this process?
Actually, this is the million-dollar question in all applications of gene therapy. The problem is, how do you get the genes to change their activity in lots and lots of different cells in the same place all at the same time? And there really aren't very many good answers to that. I mean, some ideas are you put the gene that you want inside a virus and then that infects cells, but that's all a little bit, no one's very keen on those kind of ideas. Or you have these sort of little fatty particles that have what you want inside. Now, in this case, what you're doing is actually shutting down the activity of a particular gene. So you need something inside your fatty particle that then binds to the thing that you want to shut down. So, you know, those questions are not really answered yet.
You will now hear the recording for the second time.
The key to producing young-looking skin has been found by genetic scientists in California. Well, young-looking skin in mice, anyway. But there are hopes that it could be applied to humans. Our science correspondent, James Randerson, told me how it works.
Well, I must say, John, that you're looking very in fine fettle this morning and don't need any of this, but it's researchers from Stanford University who have fiddled with the genes in mice, or one gene in particular, in fact, to essentially reverse the ageing process in the skin. Now, it's quite remarkable. And this gene is significant because it controls the activity of lots of other genes. So it's kind of, you know, the volume control on a whole suite of genes which are involved in the ageing process in skin.
And can this process work in people?
Well, at the moment, that's a moot point. They haven't done the experiments in people. But we do know that the human version of this gene is on a region of our chromosomes which has already, in several studies, been linked to aging. So, the evidence looks like the gene is doing something very similar in people. But there is a very important caveat to this, which is the reversal of aging that they've shown in these mice took about 2 weeks to do. I mean, it's remarkable it could be so quick, really. But in humans, they say it would probably be a bad idea to sort of use this as a kind of fountain of youth effect, if you like, and try and, you know, completely reverse the aging in a person. Because this gene controls so many other genes involving the immune system, certain cancers and things like that, you probably don't want to be messing around with it too much for long periods of time, because you could have all sorts of unforeseen consequences. So in humans, they're, at the moment, they're thinking of targeting things like wound healing rather than sort of aging per se.
What does this discovery tell us about the aging process and what it...
Well, this is an interesting point, really, because, I mean, to the layman, aging seems like a kind of accumulation of life's knocks, you know, wear and tear happening to the skin, resulting in wrinkles and generally less supple-looking skin. But actually, it's not like that at all. It's a kind of active process whereby genetic changes that change your skin. And previous experiments have shown that this is the case, that you can do things to rejuvenate skin. And it's really kind of reversing this genetic process, and that's what they've done.
There's a huge amount of money, of course, to be made out of anti-aging processes. Are the cosmetics industry, for instance, rubbing their hands with glee today?
Well, I'm sure they are. I mean, it is going to be some while before any of this finds its way into humans. I mean, typically people talk about, once you start doing human trials, it taking, maybe 5 years to get to a product. So, we're not even at that stage yet. So, we shouldn't get too excited. Interestingly, though, yesterday I rang up various kind of associations of cosmetic doctors and things like that. Now, potentially, they would be the ones to lose out to all this. And strangely, their press officers found it very hard to get anyone to talk about it.
So if this was applied to people, how would it be applied, this process?
Actually, this is the million-dollar question in all applications of gene therapy. The problem is, how do you get the genes to change their activity in lots and lots of different cells in the same place all at the same time? And there really aren't very many good answers to that. I mean, some ideas are you put the gene that you want inside a virus and then that infects cells, but that's all a little bit, no one's very keen on those kind of ideas. Or you have these sort of little fatty particles that have what you want inside. Now, in this case, what you're doing is actually shutting down the activity of a particular gene. So you'd need, you know, you need something inside your fatty particle that then bound or binds to the thing that you want to shut down. So, you know, those questions are not really answered yet.